Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, we're back. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Not Botox, but Brotox. Men now turning to Botox treatments to make themselves more youthful, or at least appear to be more youthful, as Americans look at to get every edge they can in this job market. To talk about just how big the business has gotten and what kinds of cosmetic procedures are on the rise, I'm joined by Louis Silber, Silberman, that is, president of the National Laser Institute, which trains doctors from all over the country on how to do these things. Louis, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So now we're Brotoxing. Is there any facial procedure that men are really not willing to do that are still exclusively for women?
Nope. It's pretty mind-blowing. We've got guys that are coming in making their facial lines go away, their smile lines, they're poofing up their lips just like the females are doing. I mean, you name the line, the guys are doing as much as the girls.
Now, you're training doctors on how to administer these Botox treatments. First, tell me just how much of an uptick in interest have you seen? If you could give me a number or maybe a percentage.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, as far as the consumers doing treatments, the industry is pushing, the medical aesthetics industry is pushing over $8 billion a year worldwide of these services being done, from Botox to dermal fillers and laser services, and Allergan's the biggest company in the world, and I think they're pushing upwards of $1 billion of people doing Botox and dermal fillers, and we're seeing tons and tons of doctors and nurses that want to learn how to do these procedures because it's just a natural synergy to add to their business. Customers are coming to the door, they're going somewhere else to get it. Why not get it from the doctor and nurse that you know and trust versus some stranger who owns a medical spa?
Now, the one thing I know about Botox treatments is that they involve injections to the face, and then you're apparently not able to move or make certain facial expressions as a result. I mean, is that essentially true?
If you do a snarl and you make like a mean face, sometimes you see these expression lines kind of right above the nose and the glabella area in between the eyebrows there. So yeah, that is true. Those expressions kind of disappear, so you can't really be mad anymore.
So you can't make a mean mug. That sounds like
I guess we're always happy from now on, huh?
So, but seriously though, I mean, isn't there a drawback to, I mean, not being able to move your face in some ways? If these guys are essentially saying they want to look younger in the workplace, right? I mean, is there any issue there?
No, if somebody really overdoes it and does, you know, too much product and they have a really, really frozen face, it can look a little bit fake. Like you see the 80-year-old movie stars, are just kind of like plastic in the face. But, you know, typically the way they administer it is they leave a little bit of movement in the face so you can have a little bit of expression, so it looks totally natural.
Now, once you've already acquired wrinkles, can you actually make these wrinkles completely disappear?
The majority of the time, absolutely yes. I mean, if somebody's maybe in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and the lines are so, so heavy, there may not be 100% result at that point in time, but typically, 99% of the time, we see 100% of people's lines going away.
Is there a sense that men are a little bashful, or they prefer that this information about them, if they'd have these procedures done, be kept absolutely secret, or not necessarily so?
You know, it's interesting. The women rave about it. Just like nowadays, you know, a woman runs around and has a breast augmentation. She's pulling up her shirt and telling her friend. She's doing the same for Botox. The men are a little more hush-hush. I find they're not running around bragging to all their friends what they had done, where the girls are.
You see Bruce Jenner still getting grief for his plastic surgery. I mean, should men be a little more cautious maybe about playing around their face?
You know, they say as men age, we get more distinguished looking. That's kind of the word out there. And so I think more guys are probably more accepting of lines and wrinkles because they feel they can have lines and look distinguished, where it's more of a, you know, it's more of a stigma for the girls out there thinking that they need to look, you know, 20 when they're 70, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Louis Silberman, the president of the National Laser Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona, where they train doctors from all over the country how to do these things. I mean, how much training does it take to simply inject someone's face with some of this Botox?
For a medical professional that has no cosmetic experience, but of course they've done injections before, you know, they inject people for colds and flus and, you know, whatever their profession is, they can literally learn how to safely and effectively inject Botox in a one-day training course. It's really a simple procedure for somebody who's a medical professional.
Well, what's the worst thing that can happen? I'm assuming something can go wrong in these procedures.
Yeah, the worst thing that can happen if somebody did a bad treatment is they could give somebody a bit of a droopy eye, where it kind of looks like the eye's closing a little bit. If that happened, if the injector made a mistake and that happened, that would last for probably a couple months before it naturally went away. So there's no permanent negative effects that could happen. You're not going to kill anybody. Nobody's going to end up in the hospital. But that's a worst-case scenario. we see thousands and thousands of customers a month, and I've only seen that happen one time in 10 years, and we're the busiest medical spa in the world.
And how long does a procedure take? How much does it usually cost for somebody to get this stuff?
To get Botox, you can get it done in a 5 or 10 minute procedure, and the average person gets about 45 units of the product, and the average price nationwide is about $10 to $12 a unit. So you could say maybe around $400 or $500 is the average cost of a treatment, and that will last most people about 4 months.
Wow, that is a pricey endeavor. But it does wear off over time. If you don't if you don't re-up, you're going to get those wrinkles.
Exactly.
Back.
But think of it this way. You know, somebody spends $400 three times a year, and they have no more lines. They look 10 years younger. I mean, they're building self-esteem and confidence. They're feeling good about dating and jobs, and just it's a whole new world for them.
But tell me, though, how would you compare the effect of doing Botox versus this getting a facial surgery where they pull your skin back? I mean, is Botox a way? I mean, do you think people generally don't recognize when someone's been getting Botox treatments?
The facial surgery you're talking about, it does work. Obviously, somebody can make the lines go away with the surgery, but they're also going to pay $10,000 to $15,000, and there's a risk. When you go under the knife and anesthesia, there's a risk, obviously, that something could go wrong. So, I mean, I think personally, I'd rather have something non-surgical and have a few little pinpricks in my face and pay $1,200 a year, you know, because over 10 years, that's $12,000. So I guess that's when it's a break even. If you get a facelift today versus, you know, Botox and things like that, it'd take you 12 years for it to wash out financially.
And how much younger do you look if you're in your 40s or 50s, you started doing Botox?
I would say you will look 5 years younger in 1 week.
I see. Well, I guess that 5 years is something. People would probably prefer to look 20 years younger.
Exactly.
You're saying Botox won't do that.
It's not going to make somebody who's 50 look 20, but it'll definitely make somebody who's 50 look 43, 4, or 5.
I see. Now, I'm guessing this laser tattoo removal is huge, but what would you say is the second in line? Botox is the number one procedure now being done?
Number one in the world, bar none, nothing touches. Actually, the number two procedure across the country is probably laser hair removal for, you know, getting a laser to do permanent hair reduction, because people go in, like girls go in for a waxing, and they wax their bikini. It costs $60 or $70 a month. They may spend $600 a year, and next 10 years they may spend $6,000, where they get a laser treatment down there, you know, it's $150, they need six or seven treatments, so their total cost is $1,000, and they've got permanent hair reduction versus spending thousands and thousands over the years on something that, actually, lasers are pretty comfortable. Nowadays, the cooling systems are so sophisticated, it's actually more comfortable than a girl waxing, so that's becoming a booming industry, and the price keeps getting lower and lower and lower, and it's becoming very affordable for the consumers.
Well, you know, for a lot of guys, hair growth is really what they want to have done. Is there at this point any kind of solid technology, would you say, for really convincing and hair that you know you can put on a guy's head?
There is devices out there that are called cold lasers, which people make claims can grow the hair back in your head, but to be honest with you, I've never ever seen an FDA approved device that says, you know, this actually works. However, I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard Allergan, which is the maker of Botox, also makes a product called Latisse to grow girls' eyelashes longer. And I heard through the grapevine that they're trying to get FDA approval to put it on guys' heads to grow their hair back. And if that's so, it could be a $1 billion marketplace. I know it works amazingly well in the eyelashes.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that's going to blow Botox right out of the water if that ever happens.
Yep, absolutely.
Louis Silberman, president of the National Laser Institute. Louis, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.